It's important for the advisors working in frontline advice agencies, I think, sometimes to get the chance to take a day out of the office, to appreciate what's going on in the wider world, to understand some of the pressures facing their clients, things like welfare reforms, housing benefit changes, the housing crisis in London. It's also good for them to get the chance to speak to colleagues, to find out what's going on in other areas of London. There's a very diverse range of advice services in London, often grown from community needs. And so we are trying to reflect the diversity of London life, essentially, and make people see that the needs for their services are probably as strong as they've ever been, despite some of the funding pressures, the economic problems that everybody knows are affecting the country, and make them understand why the work that they do is very valuable.
So what do you hope to get out of it? What do you see the need is?
We hope that the advisors feel energised and optimistic about the future. We hope that they make connections with other advisors and other advice agencies, working in partnership, obviously, used to scant resources, to work up some ideas possibly for future projects, different ways of working, to learn from each other, to learn the different ways that technology, for example, can help to deliver advice services to clients. It's a really good way both to raise the profile of the services, to make sure that local authorities understand the value of the services that they're funding and why people need to go and see advice services.
How do you think the sector could become more viable and sustainable?
It's getting people to realise the value of the work that they do sometimes. I think you can get lost in day-to-day work, dealing with individual clients' cases. It's a tremendously rewarding job. I know I've worked as a frontline advisor myself, but you can lose sight of the bigger picture. And so really what we're trying to do with today's conference is give advisors a sense of their value in the world and make them understand why the work that they do is so important, to give them a real confidence boost, I suppose, and try and give them the optimism to deliver to the clients that despite the problems they're coming through the doorway, they understand that we appreciate the value of the work that they do with vulnerable Londoners.